This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's National Health Commission said Saturday that mainland China had 427 new cases of COVID-19 infection Friday, up from the previous day. The total number of infections in China is now more than 79,000, with more than 2,800 deaths. Several countries, including Iceland, Mexico, New Zealand, and Nigeria, reported their first cases on Friday. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries need to act now to prevent a wider outbreak.
The key to containing this virus is to break the chain of transmission.
Late Friday, President Donald Trump said his action to order borders closed to some countries as the virus outbreak spread is the reason there are 64 cases in the United States. Two of those cases, however, are of unknown origin. Stock markets around the world continued a downward trend Friday on spreading fears over the economic impact of the new coronavirus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The worst week on Wall Street since October 2008 ended with more declines for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. The Dow gave up another 357 points, or 1.4%, to close at 25,409. In 1 week, the Dow lost 3,583 points. It was part of a global sell-off, sparked by worries about coronavirus. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tried again to calm jittery investors.
People should not overreact.
In the final 15 minutes of trading, there was a rally of sorts after the Federal Reserve said it stands ready to help the economy if needed. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.